Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The meeting began an hour ago at Bercy. Bruno Le Maire is receiving oil group representatives. The Minister of Economy wants them to pass on the decline in oil prices to the prices at the pump, which have been rising for months. The soaring prices do not please the French. A blocking is scheduled for November 17th throughout the country. Meanwhile, Emmanuel Macron temporizes. The head of state denounces a false controversy and unfounded accusations after his controversial remarks yesterday on Marshal Pétain. He added that there will be no tribute in honor of Pétain Saturday at the Invalides. He is currently at Notre-Dame-de-Lorette in the Pas-de-Calais as part of his trip in remembrance of the fallen soldiers of World War I. In Marseille, search is resumed to try to find possible survivors 3 days after the collapse of two buildings. The disaster caused 6 deaths so far, but several people are still missing. The mayor of Marseille, Jean-Claude Gaudin, asked today for the help of the state to fight against substandard housing in his city. In the United States, 12 people were killed, according to the latest figures, after yet another shooting last night. A man opened fire in a bar near Los Angeles. When the tragic event occurred, the bar was hosting a student party. The shooter, a 28-year-old former soldier, was gunned down. The reasons behind the killing are still unknown. In soccer, the PSG is tarnished by revelations made by Mediapart in relation to the football leaks. The Parisian club is said to have resorted to ethnic registration, a system implemented sometime between 2013 and last spring in its recruitment policy among the young players. An internal investigation has been opened. And Anthony Martial is back in the French team after 8 months of absence. The only surprise from the list of Didier Deschamps unveiled this afternoon for the next 2 games of Les Bleus. The French team will be playing in the Nations League on November 16th in the Netherlands and on November 20th for a friendly match against Uruguay. And then another return, that of Jocelyn Gourvennec, on the bench of Guingamp. The ex-coach of the Breton club from 2010 to 2016 replaces Antoine Comboiré, who was dismissed due to poor results. Guingamp is currently last in Premier League. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.